Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm John Batchelor with Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Judy's in Berlin, and she is the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe, which I highly recommend to understand the many different voices of the EU and the Europeans regarding America in an election cycle. I go now to the Financial Times headlines. This is the pink paper out of London. I read it very carefully. It's very dry, but it doesn't at first have a partisan filter that's recognizable in America, so it's fresh thinking. Ukraine peace talks, Viktor Orban claims. Donald Trump has well-founded plans for Russia-Ukraine peace talks. Hungarian Prime Minister tells the EU leaders in a private letter that Republican candidate would rapidly push to end the war. You know the case, Judy, that Viktor Orban has been an outlier in the EU, and now he's writing all the other leadership to, I tell them something that's factually accurate. Mr. Trump has said repeatedly that he will seek to end the battles before he's inaugurated. How is this heard in Europe?
Depends on where you sit. I think Germany privately wouldn't support it because the Scholz's government has come around to supporting Ukraine more and more. But this is essentially this plan. And Orban, by the way, who, just for your listeners, he is now president of, he's a six-month rotating presidency of the EU Council, which represents the member states. And so he thinks he's on a mandate to do all these sorts of things without permission from the EU institutions themselves. But this is a law by Poland and the Baltic states and Finland and Sweden and Denmark. The southerners are rather indifferent to Ukraine. Britain would probably, it's not in the EU, but it doesn't matter, it's in NATO. It's changing the dynamics. And this is a war that Russia started. And this is a war that has destroyed so much of Ukraine. And so Viktor Orban and Donald Trump think they can forge a peace just overnight between Russia and Ukraine after the immense suffering endured by Ukrainians, and not to speak of the number of huge numbers of undeclared casualties by the Russian side. And they think these two leaders can just say, well, this is what we're going to do. I don't know how this is going to work, but there'll be certainly opposition in Europe to this. And we have to see what President Zelensky of Ukraine can come up with to counter this, or come up with his own peace plan, which might be a more interesting clever idea to do.
You know, in the news in these last hours, we have the former President Trump's decision to choose a young senator from Ohio to be on the ticket, a man who represents many strains of the Republican Party going into the future. He's a very young man. He has written, and the Financial Times reproduces in February, I believe, of this year, an essay saying it's time for Europe to stand on its own. In other words, a recognizable American opinion over the last 100 years. Europe can take care of itself. We're on this side of the Atlantic. Does Europe understand that that is a strong theme in American politics? Always has been.
John, this has been going on successive administrations, and Europe has been sleepwalking through these warnings. But I think they've woken up now to it, but they've been very slow to respond to the fact that they have to defend themselves. And for Europe to defend themselves, they have to agree on who's going to actually do this. We have Britain, no longer in the EU, it's nuclear power. We have France in the EU and NATO, a nuclear power. We have Germany sitting on the fence, relying on America for the security guarantees. These security guarantees can no longer be taken for granted. And intellectually and politically and militarily and security-wise, the Europeans have to really change the mindset and understand that intelligence, security, defense now has to be European-based as soon as possible. Citizens will be vulnerable if this doesn't happen.
I'm reminded of a speech that Franklin Roosevelt gave when he decided to run for a third term in 1940. And I paraphrase, "I promise you your sons will not die in foreign wars." That was 1940, and it was to a round of applause in America. Franklin Roosevelt, Dr. Win the War, the man who's responsible, along with Churchill and other significant leaders in Europe, to succeed in 1945. That same, what we can call it, a double think, you know, to hold two opposite ideas in your brain at the same time, that's commonplace here, Judy. That's the message. Does Berlin in particular, we have 30 seconds, does Berlin in particular understand we say both things because we mean both things at the same time?
This doesn't coincide with German thinking, and German thinking would be difficult to get his head around this. German thinking has to look at what is happening in the United States right now. If you assume that Trump and J.D. Vance are going to be the ticket and win, well, J.D. Vance recognizes, is the younger generation when Trump leaves. This is the institutionalization of this kind of politics, and Berlin better wake up now rather than leave it too late.
Judy Dempsey's in Berlin. She's the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. Sign up for it, and you can read these next months as Europe looks very carefully at the U.S. election. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.